Last time on Whack My Bush, we left George W. and crew battling the scourge of America. No, not Al-Qaeda, Mexicans. The White House was infested with illegal aliens. Now the gang have gone down New Mexico way to check out the defenses against the tide of cheap migrant labor. Or in Tony Blair's case, cheap migrant new labor.
Off you go, Barney!
What an amazing journey. That desert scenery were incredible.
Yeah, but what amazes me is that we just had a 7-hour car ride and you didn't fart once, Fatso.
Yeah, what gives, Fatty? I brought the gas masks and everything.
It's his bloody salad-only diet. I haven't had a peep out my arse in days. Yeah. See? I can't even get one if I try.
My God! Fatty without farting? It's like the internet without hardcore. PinoBiden.com.
Hello, Mr. President. Welcome to New Mexico.
Hey, no one told me we were going abroad.
No, sugar. New Mexico is part of America.
Yeah, right. Next you'll be telling me that New England is part of America, too.
Oh, God, why me?
Mr. President, let me assure you that we've really beefed up our defenses to keep the Mexicans out.
Good idea, General. Cows are a great deterrent.
This is what we got, a system of ditches and fences.
Ditches and fences? What a crock! What we need are machine guns and landmines, preferably ones supplied by Dick's friends. This fence is useless, it's so flimsy!
No, George, don't touch it!
Ah! Ow! Ow! My fillings are melting!
Mind the ditch!
Whoa! Bottom.
I'll leave him. Let's go to the base at Roswell and get some tequila.
Whack my bush.
And this is the Roswell alien, Tony. Wow, so all those pictures of alien autopsies are real.
Yep. This is one conspiracy theory that's completely true. Unlike the one about us going to war in Iraq for the oil. That's rubbish. And anyone who says otherwise is a dangerous commie and should be tortured.
He's an ugly bugger, isn't he?
Yeah, and if you poke him in a tummy, his tongue sticks out. See?
George, don't play with the alien. You don't know where it's been.
No, Barney, leave its leg alone.
Stupid mutt.
Barney, you give back that alien's leg this minute.
Well, if the aliens ever come back to Earth, I'm not going to be the one to explain this to them.
So, are there loads of amazing alien artifacts?
You bet. We recovered some great stuff from the spacecraft.
Yeah, Pop-Tarts and the alien space food, and they gave us TV remote controls, vehicle cap holders, and most importantly, beer heads.
Blimey, every major technological advance of the last 50 years has been down to the aliens.
Yeah, we also got this neat little gizmo from them too.
George, don't use the memory wiper.
Oh, who am I? Where are we? Are you my mommy?
God damn it, not again. I've told him not to play with that thing.
Wow, did it really wipe his memory?
Yep.
I've got to get one of those. If I could make the British people forget the last 5 years, I could be Prime Minister forever.
Not so fast, Tony. This thing's more trouble than it's worth. Now we're going to have to reteach George everything he knows.
Well, that should take about 5 minutes.
Nah, it only takes 3.
So if I punch him in the face and then use the memory thing on him, he won't know I've done it?
Nope.
Cool. Ow! Where am I?
My go.
Ow! Is this a school day?
Again!
Hey, it's my go!
Okay, children, form a line and we can all punch the president.
Wag my bush, come on! Boy, I don't know what I was doing early today, but my face feels like it's been punched a couple of times.
37 times, to be exact.
So, apart from the alien artifact, what else is special about Roswell?
It's our main early warning system for invasion from space.
It's in close proximity to free lap dancing clubs.
And as you can see, it has the biggest all-you-can-eat Lardfest buffet in the world.
Cool. Bloody lovely. They've got everything. Piles of burgers, chips, suckling pigs, kebabs, curry.
Even better, Fatty. It's all free.
Now hold it right there, fat boy. Your wife has put you in a salad-only diet, and I think you and your silent sphincter should stick to it. If only because it stopped you farting.
Bugger that. Let me at the buffet. The wife will never know, and a bit of farting wouldn't hurt anybody. Lambooner, come to daddy. Oh, fuck it!
What is it, Betty?
When I swallowed, I got an electric shock. Oh well, give me them chips. Ah! What the fuck's going on?
Whack my bush.
I'm sorry, Fatty, but the results of this scan are conclusive. Someone has implanted a device in your brain that detects junk food and gives you an electric shock when you eat it.
It must have been the wife, devious cow.
That's only half your worries. We've also found a similar device implanted in your balls that'll detect the moment you have sex with another woman.
Oh, bloody hell. Can you take him out?
No, she's booby-trapped them. If we touch them, they'll go kaboom. Poor Fatty. No more quick dictation from the secretary.
Yeah, and I bet you use shorthand.
Oh, shite! Don't tell me you found another device.
No, that's the warning alarm. It can only mean one thing.
That it's quitting time and we can all go to the lap dancing bar?
No, that we've detected alien spacecraft.
Uh-oh, aliens. What will they be like? Will they be like the Predator and come to hunt us? Or will they be like E.T. and make a fortune for Steven Spielberg? Find out in the next Close Encounter of...
Whack My Bush.